The purpose of this investigation from the observer's point of view is to find containers which offer a minimum of interference by emanated energies and particles with the substance under observation. A clairvoyant using etheric sight is under many considerable difficulties caused by the complex admixture of so many kinds of etheric agencies, forces, discharges, inflowing forces and particles, as also the general mistiness of etheric atmosphere or air. All of this has to be penetrated, as much excluded as possible, so that the actual substance to be examined is as clear and pure in this meaning of the word, unadulterated as possible. I now have before me containers made of plastic, china, stainless steel, and enameled iron. There is also a papier-mâché plate. Looking at all of them at once, in order to obtain a general comparison, China comes next. Though it is very much more active. Fairly evenly. I mustn't, however, neglect this influence of shape. Apparently, the flatter the container, the better. May be due to the effect of light and reflections of photons, etc. But in the main, it looks as if the flatter, the more saucer-like the container, the better. Certainly the cups are all of them intensely active inside the cup. Plastic is quite usable, not too disturbing. China also, its emanations being still smoother than those of plastic, more regular, more alike, and therefore more easily discernible and capable of being excluded from conscious recognition. Strange how shape even the little circular depression in the saucer complicates the situation by causing crisscross lines of force. Shooting from the side of the depression, partly at right angles to the plane of egress, and partly irregularly in many directions. But China, as a substance, is acceptable. The stainless steel is not suitable. It's tremendously and dynamically active. Let it double inside the bowl is very active. A movement like boiling at a very refined level. Explosions are occurring in it, as if particles were hitting each other. It's not suitable. very interesting as an object of research in itself. Is quite human for our purposes. seems to be acceptable in the realm of pure and ourselves are very susceptible to lunar, planetary, and stellar influences and aspects. The period of the rising moon is very noticeable for me when I begin to attempt this kind of work, which is easier to me. The clairvoyant faculty being more readily available, other things being equal. I should say that other extraterrestrial influences, as from planets and sun and zodiac, the zodiacal signs, are today quite favorable for this kind of research, which is coming to me more readily than on the former occasion to Neptune. These influences affect the nervous system and the etheric double and the flow of Kundalini and its reception by the glands in the head. They also affect the chakras and the ease with which the inner ego can operate the mechanism of consciousness in general and of clairvoyance. Whilst any adverse astrological influences can be overridden, favorable ones both render the work easier and probably more fruitful, particularly in responsiveness to side effects and indirect but often important phenomena. Admittedly, all this is not in our control, but the best work of the latest begun, for instance, in the rising moon.
The three little cows are
going to be able to describe something about each one, which would about to become constant, so that I personally could recognize in the future. members by really are more luminous and filled and even slightly larger than the other. There is a force shooting out of the top frame like a fountain. So I presume this is the female, with force flowing up from the physical into the astral that I happen to have contacted. The atom itself is colorless. This force, when it impinges into the astral, becomes colored. It becomes yellowish, with some red. Not blended to make orange, but distinct blotches and points of color. What we want, however, is at a molecular level from the point of view of occult chemistry. I'll try that now. Make it the upright of a right angled triangle and complete the triangle away to one side. The distance of the away to the acute angle not matter enough. Globular enlargement at the three angles, each consisting of countless numbers of ultimate atoms. The fresco is the most noticeable and intensely active reaching to a distance of quarter of its length. And practically at right angles. If anything upwards, though the angle would be extremely sharp. Looking into the top of this would radiate from the lips like the petals of a flower, but not regularly or divided in the petals. The radiation is fairly flat. Cylindrical side.